This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and light was good. Then God said, "Let there be Edward Woodson."
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. So many a man sold away. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. Damn sure the pilot washed his hands to seal his fate. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guess my name.
You're listening to Talk Radio's Prince of Darkness, where the only thing hotter than hell is liberty. The Edward Woodson Show.
Welcome to the show, everyone. 877-317-6432 is the number here. The Hill is reporting breaking news that Attorney General Jeff Sessions says he's willing to recuse himself from any investigation into President Trump's ties to Russia. All right, so he's going to recuse himself. I don't know why. Why does he need to recuse himself? He was basically doing his job. I'm going to take a call from David from San Francisco. Hey, David, thanks for calling the show. I appreciate it. Thanks for your patience holding on.
Oh, no problem, Edward. You know, it's funny. I didn't realize that you were the Prince of Darkness. I thought Dick Cheney handled that.
Well, I'm the new one. Okay, so what's going on?
All right. Well, as you're talking about mammon and divisiveness and corruption, I just figured that when you get down to, are you familiar with hyperinflation?
Yeah, but get to your point. Come on.
Well, that's what I see is the point. People are being tricked into doing stupid maneuvers based upon hyperinflation. Like, for example, everything that we took for granted about America before is now too expensive to do. We got to give up our county hospital. We got to give up our schools. We got to give up our...
Okay, David, what's your point, buddy? Come on. I don't have all day here.
Well, trickery, convincing democracy that it's a bad idea.
Democracy's a bad idea?
Well, that's what the neocons are pushing, right?
Oh, well, David, we could get in a whole long discussion about the neocons and the neoliberals and what they're pushing. But did you have a specific point?
Well, exactly that. Hyperinflation is just one of the forms of trickery which have convinced America that it's too expensive to do the right thing and that we're always going to have to do the wrong thing because that's cheaper.
Okay. All right, well, thanks for calling the show. I appreciate it, buddy.
Does it make sense?
Trying to figure it out, I don't know what
everything you've been talking about for the last 10 minutes, 20 minutes, an hour, it's always based on the idea that a hyperinflation, fake money, fake numbers, fake pricing, have created a situation where the democracy can't work. And we're just going to have to give up our commons, our parks, our clean rivers, our clean skies. We're going to just allow somebody else to make money on the short gain in order to give up on democracy. No, I don't believe it. I think it's fake money. It's hyperinflation.
All right. And do you believe the fake news?
Well, it depends on who's invested in it. For example, if you look at Clear Channel, you know, Clear Channel is one of the biggest media ownership companies in America right now. They're $21 billion in debt, last I paid attention, and yet they're still allowed to thrive. they're still allowed to own, you know, something like 1,200 radio stations around the country, and they're all bankrupt. They're all bad economics, bad colony economics, where they suck all the money out of the little towns of America straight to the corporate headquarters, and all of the little shoe shops and restaurants can't do any local advertising anymore. All that money's going to be sucked to Texas. And so it's obvious that that's a pure example where local democracy, local ownership of the radio, local ownership of the media has been allowed to happen in the name of some expediency, and it's bad economics.
All right, David. Hey, listen, thanks for calling the show. I appreciate it, all right? All righty then. I want to get back to this this Washington Post article. I don't know what that was all about. Frankly, I don't know what the point that the caller was trying to make. It was lost upon me. Anyway, Claire McCaskill. By the way, Senator Joe Manchin was just interviewed by what was it? It was Allison Camerota. Okay. On what is it, CNN, that their show, it's what's called New Day. So it was this morning, and she's asking him. She's like, "Oh, well, have you ever met with the Russian ambassador?" And he's like, "Yeah, I've met with the Russian ambassador. I've met with him because that's what we do. That's our job, is to meet with the Russian ambassador." This whole thing is such a bogus story. Claire McCaskill, by the way, she says that she never met with the Russian ambassador. I want you to listen to this. Here's Claire McCaskill. Saying she never met the Russian ambassador. Okay?
I've been on the Armed Services Committee for 10 years. The Russian ambassador has never called me. The Russian ambassador has never asked for a meeting with me. And the Russian ambassador has never had a one-on-one meeting with me.
All right. Not so fast there, Skippy. Because, guess what? Claire McCaskill, she says she'd never met, okay, with any Russian ambassador, right? She's been on the Senate Armed Services Committee for 10 years. By the way, her days are numbered, FYI, to Claire McCaskill. However, in a tweet on January 30th, 2013, she said she was off to meet with the Russian ambassador. Claire McCaskill, off to meet with Russian ambassador, upset about the arbitrary, cruel decision to end all U.S. adoptions, even those in process. Another tweet, 2 years later, August 6, 2015, said that McCaskill had a call with the Russian ambassador because she was doing her homework on the Iran nuclear deal. She tweeted out, "Today calls with British, Russian, and German ambassadors, re-Iran deal, hashtag doing my homework." Washington Post, in this article, asked all 26 members of the Senate Armed Services Committee if they ever had met with Ambassador Sergei Kislyak. All 20 lawmakers who responded said they had not met with him. And according to this story, this is the Washington Free Beacon, it's unclear whether Ms. Caskill was one of the senators who responded. A senior staff member for the committee gave a statement saying that most of its members had not been being a path to Kislyak's door. There haven't been a ton of members who are looking to meet with Kislyak for their committee duties. Well, why not? That's the question. Why not? What? They're not doing their job? Aren't they supposed to meet with them? Huh? That's their job, is to meet with their counterparts. So, first of all, you're telling me that none of them ever did? Like, that's a lie. That's a lie. That's fake news. Thank God for the internet, though. Because this stuff lives on in perpetuity. Okay? You can sit there and say it, but then there's the internet. Okay? And somebody's going to dig it up. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Edward Woodson Show.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches, taxis, promotional trinkets? Forget it. And just try to find your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Internet and radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and ready to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and get ready for results.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
He's still so mad. Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. I'm going to go right to the phones. We've got Paul calling from Maine. Paul, how are you? Thanks for calling the show.
Oh, you're welcome. Hi, Edward. The reason I was calling is because I think prevention when it comes to health care is the way to go. And everybody's talking about, well, we have to replace single payer or Obamacare, whatever. And actually, what we need to think about is prevention. Like, especially, you know, people like pregnant women need to avoid mercury in tuna, mercury in vaccinations, because mercury causes autism. I've seen this movie called Vax, which is a really great documentary on the Centers for Disease Control cover-up of the fact that black boy babies get autism 8 times as often as white girls do, and it's because of the mercury in the vaccines. Why can't we just take the mercury out of the vaccines? Why do we have to have mercury in the vaccines? Doesn't make any sense to me.
Okay. Anything else, Paul?
Well, yeah, I have 3 kids that are unvaccinated, and
you have 3 kids that are unvaccinated. What about the measles, mumps, things like that?
I had mumps, and because I had mumps, I have lifetime immunity. Same with measles. When you get it, you get lifetime immunity, which means you don't need a vaccination forever then.
Yeah, but it could kill you, though, in the meantime, if you're like a baby, young child.
No. I've had mumps. I've had measles. All you get is itchy. The only people who die from it are people that have poor nutrition, live on too much sugar, don't get enough vitamin C. I mean, I've read the...
Well, isn't that most of America? How about, let me ask you this. Wait. How about polio?
There was just a big article, good choice. There was a big article in USA Today 2 years ago saying that 80% of the people who got polio 2 years ago got it from the vaccine.
Two years ago?
Yeah, USA Today, front page story.
Let me ask you, Paul, let me ask you this question. Have you ever met anyone with polio?
Yes, yeah.
Who?
In Europe, I went to a friend of mine.
In Europe, you met someone with polio, but you've never met anybody with polio in the United States. Is that correct?
Well, the reason is because polio...
No. Have you ever met anybody with polio in the United States?
No, because...
Okay, well, let me tell you why, Paul. The reason you've never met anyone with polio in the United States is because we vaccinate people against polio.
Well, no, 80%...
Yes, no. Yes, Paul. Yes, that's exactly why. Yes. No, yes.
USA Today says exactly the
opposite. What is USA Today? Wait. Time out, Paul. What's USA Today?
It's a newspaper.
And you believe everything you see in the newspaper, Paul?
Well, I'm a doctor, and I happen to like that article because it indicated that...
Wait, let me ask you. You're a doctor? What kind of doctor are you?
MD, naturopathic physician.
Okay.
ND.
ND, not an MD, an ND.
ND, that's right.
ND, like Notre Dame.
Notre Dame, very good, yes.
I want to go back to this polio thing. This is a very simple question. You've never met anybody with polio in the United States, correct?
That is correct, because...
Right, because we eradicated polio, and we vaccinated for polio, and we were basically able to eradicate it, just like we did with measles and other diseases.
Well, no, USA Today ran the article because...
I don't care what USA Today said. It doesn't matter to me what USA Today said. You've never met anybody with polio. If you had grown up in the 1950s, you probably would have met a lot of people with polio in the 1940s.
I did grow up in the 1940s. I'm 75.
Okay, so then I would imagine at that time you probably... Even so, you never met anybody with polio, correct?
Yeah, that's right, because I was a kid then. You know, I was born.
Well, you're lucky. You're lucky that you didn't get it.
No, my parents were very smart. They were into vitamin C, and they were into eating vegetables, and so we were all five of us were very healthy. And so, but my point is that vaccinations, according to this movie, Vax, V-A-X-X-E-D, vaccinations are causing most of the diseases because there's mercury in there.
By the way, that movie has, that's just nothing but propaganda, okay?
Well,
I don't buy anything in that movie.
You've seen the movie? Have you seen the movie? If you don't see it, how can you judge it?
Well,
have
you read Mein Kampf?
Mein Kampf? No,
yeah.
I haven't. But
well, then how can you judge it?
Issue on the table. Well, there's a lot of... I read The Bad Mouth. I read Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Have you ever read Dead Doctors Don't Lie? Now, there's a beautiful book.
Yeah, isn't that guy in prison now?
Dead Doctors Don't Lie? No,
yeah.
He's the most famous... Notre Dame, a doctor in the country.
All right, listen, Paul, I got to run. I got to run. But thanks for calling the show. I appreciate it. All right. I guess today it's just I'm getting bombarded here from all sides here, which is good. By the way, I don't mind. If you want to give me a call, 877-317-6432, please give me a call if you've got any other nutty things you want to say to me, by all means. Vaccinations are giving us diseases. Okay. All right. We have been able to eradicate all kinds of diseases by simply vaccinating people. We have. I'm not buying the whole vaccination gives us autism argument. That was based on a study in England, and it's been refuted now by the. In fact, the guy that did the study, he was outed, and I think he was even arrested, and he's been banished now, and I think he lives in Russia. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel-toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clicksafety.grainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show, 877-317-6432. It was just pointed out to me in the break that you cannot get autism if you die of polio first. So there you go, okay? So the Democrats, and of course the compliant media, are making this big push to portray the new Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, as a Russian agent because he met with the Russian spy master, Kislyak. Or at the very least, they want to charge him with perjury. Criminally, they want to charge him with perjury because, of course, they got to talk about something other than the fact that President Trump's address in Congress was a inside-the-park grand slam. Breitbart today, John Hayward, lists some reasons why this is so ridiculous. Number one on the list, Democrats thought misleading Congress was no big deal until today. Because remember when Democrats were quick to dismiss the false statements to Congress from one Hillary Clinton? Or remember the IRS commissioner, John Koskinen? Or what about Eric Holder? Right. It was no big deal, right? No big deal. They're just doing their jobs. Sessions did not commit perjury. In fact, there's an article today by Robert Barnes in Law News. That's Dan Abrams' other deal that he has, in addition to Mediate. And I read this article earlier. He talks about the statutes in which criminal law prohibits lying to Congress under two statutes, 18 U.S.C. 1621 and 18 U.S.C. 1001, Section 1621. And I quote, requires a person to willfully and contrary to a sworn oath subscribe a material matter which is both false and the person knows it to be false. Section 1001 is basically the same. Without certain tribunal prerequisites, it also requires the government to prove a person willfully made a materially false statement, i.e., intent. This requires three elements. First, a false statement. Second, the false statement to be material. And third, the false statement to be made knowingly and willfully, i.e., intent. A statement is not false if it can be interpreted in an innocent manner. A statement is not material if it is not particularly relevant to the subject of the inquiry. Willfully is a very high standard of proof. It requires the person know they were committing the crime and to do so anyway. None of the three exists here as to Jeff Sessions. But there is strong evidence that Hillary Clinton made false statements to Congress about a range of subjects concerning her emails. The evidence and evidence she knew were false. She was not prosecuted. In fact, the media thought it was no big deal. Professors like Lawrence Tribe, the famous Harvard legal guru, recommended her for the presidency. There was also strong evidence that James Clapper lied to Congress about the NSA spying on Americans. He wasn't prosecuted. He was actually promoted by Mr. Obama. Yet these same lawyers and journalists now attack Sessions for much less. Their only claim against Sessions is that Sessions, while a senator, talked to a Russian ambassador a whopping two times in 2016. That's called doing his job, people. And Senator Al Franken. Senator Al Franken. The fact that I am actually saying Senator Al Franken just tells you how absurd, absurd and ridiculous the times we are living in. It's like that old Chinese proverb, may you live in interesting times. It's actually a curse. I mean, just the fact that Donald Trump is president trips me out all the time. But anyway, he met with the Russian ambassador. That's what he's supposed to do. By the way, this guy, Kislyak, was one of 50 ambassadors that Sessions addressed at this event at the Heritage Foundation. Oh, the Heritage Foundation panel focused on Russia's incursions into Ukraine and Georgia. The moderator noted that several ambassadors asked for names of people who might impact foreign policy under Trump. Kislyak was one of a small group of foreign dignitaries who approached Sessions at the event. Again, this is his job. In fact, Washington Post writer Phil Bump says that Democrats are now overplaying their hand. And one of the most important things to remember, and I played this soundbite for you, is that there were other members of the Armed Services Committee that met with Kislyak the Russian spy master. One was Joe Manchin. Another one was Claire McCaskill. And then there's this picture, this inconvenient photo, of Kislyak meeting with several senators, including McCaskill and other Democrats. That's because they were doing their job. Right. That's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to meet with your counterparts. You're supposed to meet with Russian ambassadors. That's the whole point. That's the whole point of the foreign service that we have, is to meet with ambassadors, heads of state. That's what you're supposed to do. Are we not supposed to reach out to anybody? Is that what we're not supposed to do? And by the way, Sessions did not, like, have this secret meeting with Kislyak. He admitted it. He said, you know, yeah, I met with him. I met with him at the Heritage Foundation. I met with him in my office. What's the big dealio? This is, just so you know, this is the definition of fake news. This is fake news. I guarantee you that, trust me when I tell you this, this will be the lead story tonight. It'll be the lead story. And it'll be the lead story. And the way they'll couch it will be, Jeff Sessions has now recused himself. And they'll intimate that there's a reason why he did that. Because of some wrongdoing. Watch. That's what they're going to do. It's going to be the next thing. We'll be right back.
Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern waterproof wood look flooring. It's up to 34% off, or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159, more from 59 cents, and special financing. The Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Relax your mind. I ain't why the MC rap, but if you talk... By the shake and bake. I'm not an MC, we talking all that junk. I run down to the average of C. New Jack Sturmey. YP, she's a Steezel. I like to let my rhymes flow.
Welcome back to the show, 877-317-6432. It is important to keep this in mind here. This is nothing more than a distraction from the great work that President Trump is doing. And it's a distraction, and it's what this is to try to change the narrative from yesterday's narrative of, oh my God, Trump is presidential. Trump is the boss. Okay? Two, the Russians. Again, with the Russians. It's just stupid. But okay. We'll go there. Remember when Obama in 2008, in the transition leading up to his inauguration, the Obama team met with many foreign representatives, including those of Hamas and Iran, among others. But they were allowed to do that. And the media never said anything because it was part of their other jobs. And here's my point here. Jeff Sessions is a U.S. senator, and he's a member of the Senate Armed Services Committee. So when asked specifically, by the way, the whole big gotcha question here and what the media is trying to say here, they're trying to thread this needle. That is that, he lied under oath to Congress. He lied to Senator Franken. I can't even believe I'm saying that. No, he didn't. Because he was, at the time, wearing two hats. He was clearly a U.S. senator, member of the Senate Armed Services Committee, doing his job. He did not conceal his meetings. He was above board. And he was doing his job. Okay? Now, are we to conclude that Barack Hussein was in bed with Hamas, with Iran, with the Muslim Brotherhood? I mean, but the media never said anything about it. This is nothing more than a distraction from good news. And they can't stand it. See, here's the problem. These people cannot stand the fact that Trump now is literally morphing right before their eyes, and they just can't take it. He's becoming everything that they said that he would never be. And that is presidential. He is now, by the way, he's taking large swaths of independence with him. If the Democrat Party wants to be relevant in the future, they better get a grip. And by the way, electing Skeletor as the new head of the DNC and having the Muslim Brotherhood guy, Keith Ellison, as the deputy of the DNC, that's not going to do it. I don't think you're going to win over people. I think that's what they were trying to do the other night with that the Kentucky governor, the ex-governor of Kentucky. Because I didn't see one black face there in that response. Did you see that? By the way, what I'm referring to is the I talked about it yesterday. The guy, the former governor of Kentucky, that gave the response that said he was a Republican. I'm sure he just confused everybody. Were they trying to just say that, look, white people, we got you, man. Look. See, look at all these whiteys at the bingo hall here in Kentucky. We got you, man. Forget about that Skeletor and Keith Ellison and Black Lives Matter. We were just doing that to get votes, but this is really us. Okay? See all the white people behind me? I don't know what they're I think that's what they're trying to convey there. That And why did they pick, by the way, the governor, the former governor of Kentucky? Isn't that, that's a state that Trump won, I think by like something like 42 points or something crazy. So that's what they're going to come up with. Okay, great. And this Russian deal, I mean, stop. You're making fools out of yourselves. Honestly, you really are. But just keep it up. Keep it up, because I'm enjoying the hell out of this. Really. I mean, it's laughable. It's gotten to the point where you hear this stuff, and you go, oh, really, the Russians again? What happened? Honestly, what happened to liberals? What happened to liberals? What happened to the Democrat Party? Huh? You guys used to rail against McCarthyism and there's a Russian under every bed, and you used to mock those people. And now you've become those people that you mocked. Is this just a function of human beings as they get older? You become your parents? Is that what's going on? You become your grandparents? and you start yelling at people to get off my lawn. I mean, that's what you've become. Seriously, that's what you've become. That's what you people have become. You're yelling at people to get off your lawn. That's what you are now. Just FYI. Except for nobody's listening to you anymore. Yeah, I get it. You got the media, you got Hollywood, all the cool people, right? But really, the cool people now are the Trumpsters. They're the counterculture people now. They're the punk rockers. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, you're not cool anymore. You know what you are now? You're Fonzie. You're Fonzie. That's what the Democrat Party is. You're Fonzie now. You jumped the shark. You literally jumped the shark. You're Fonzie now. Okay? Of course, that's the famous illusion of Fonzie water skiing, jumping the shark. That's when it was over. That's where that term came from. To all the people that don't know that. It's my 1970s analogy. All right, I got to take a quick break, but the madness and the mayhem return in a moment. Do not go anywhere. We'll be right back.
For tuning in to The Edward Woodson Show, changing talk radio forever. Listen to The Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Famous Footwear for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink 3 or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.